Body sore? It's drowned a lot.
It's a little bit, but I got in for treatments and stuff, so it's all good now.
I suppose that wind makes it feel a little bit better then.
Yeah, the wind makes all the pain go away. But we just got to take it, and we celebrated Saturday night a little bit, and then this morning we got after it. Watch film, learn from the mistakes, starting a game plan for KU, and that's where we are now.
How tough is it to keep staying focused when you keep getting time after time, keep getting hit?
I mean, that's part of the game. That's why they put pads on you. You know, you learn that in high school, I guess. You know, you just, it doesn't hurt when you're out there. You know, every now and then you'll get a good shot, but it goes away. You don't feel any of the stuff till after the game. But you know, when you have coaches bearing down on you and you got players looking up to you and everybody's counting on you and stuff, you don't think about those kind of things till afterwards.
You seem, I mean, obviously, this isn't your first rodeo. You seem really comfortable out there and you knew what to do with the ball when no one was open. Did you,
throw it away. Well, I had that little voice in the back of my head, Coach Selfo, in the back of my head. Don't take sacks, throw it away. And we took zero sacks. And the one interception that we had was kind of just miscommunication. But nonetheless, I thought we did pretty good protecting the ball. The fumbled snaps we got back, you know, so in essence, we did really good protecting the ball. And if you do that in a game, you know, you're good. I think we were plus two in the turnover margin. So anytime you're plus, yeah, then you're good.
You just see your teammates that are local guys dealing with the hurricane and maybe family coming through, that sort of thing.
Actually, I was talking to Livas this morning at breakfast, and I guess his whole family's up here from East Terrebonne. And yeah, I'm assuming it's like that for a lot of the guys that are from the south part of the state. So, you know, we're here for them. You know, I know there's a bunch of, you know, they brought a bunch of buses last night from South Louisiana. I know Nichols is here, some of the teams from Nichols State. But you know, I wasn't here through Katrina, so it's a little bit different. But you know, from the stories and stuff, it's kind of just it's going to be a group effort for a little bit. Make sure everybody gets back on their feet after this thing, and I'm sure we'll be okay.
Take away from focus, or is it just that being a group effort? Does that help with the team, like the team aspect?
It does, and I'm sure it will. You know, some guys, their minds are going to be elsewhere, knowing that you know their houses might be flooded down there, their families are going to be everywhere, scattered around. But I guess it's kind of, you expect this living in Louisiana. They've been through it before, and you know, I'm sure everybody will stay strong, and we'll keep focused on the game and keep our prayers with everybody.
Does football become an escape for guys like Livas, maybe 2 hours a day for practice or maybe?
Absolutely. Football is an escape for a lot of us, I guess, you know, from school, you know, and just things you don't want to deal with, you know, in your everyday lives. You know, football enables you to get away from that for a while and focus on, you know, what puts you in your comfort zone and what you enjoy doing most.
Special teams. You've been around a lot of teams. But do you sense something different around here with these guys? Do they take special teams to a different level?
Absolutely. Coach Dooley takes pride in his special teams, I know. And between Cagle and Offstriker, the seniors, you know, at those positions, those guys take special teams very serious. And you know, we don't have, you know, we've got a bunch of guys, good guys on the team, but we put our best guys out there on kickoff. You know, I think, you know, you got Keith Brown and Baker over there on the right side on kickoff, and that's a wall coming at you right there. So, you know, and Darby's over there too. So we take special teams pretty serious, and obviously, you know, it pays off, you know, with what happened the other night.
How nice is you probably were on the phone or just sitting on the sidelines seeing, next thing you know, you're in the huddle out there with some great field position.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I'm sitting there talking on the cell phone, and you know, he freaks out on the phone, like, wow, he goes, we got the ball back, oh. And, you know, you drop the phone and run, and whenever, that's a good thing, you know, when that can happen. And then watching Livas' his punt return, he runs that thing so hard, you know, he catches the ball and he goes 100 miles an hour, you know, and it pays off for us. So, you know, when we have guys like that on special teams, you know, we can count on them to come through for us.
You play with some special players, some exciting players, like a Calvin Johnson, but talk about a guy like Livas who's just, you never know what he's going to do every time he touches the football.
You know, we were watching film this morning as a unit, and it's just the little things that that guy does that make you go, wow. You know, the sweep we did with him, you know, that could have been a bad play, but when you put it in his hands, he made it good. He cut right up inside, hopped over that little pile of guys right there and got 6-7 more yards. Even on the third down, I hit him on the under route. You know, it was third and long. I think we were 1 yard short from the first down, so I mean, a guy like that, you got to get the ball to him because you know he's going to do good things with it.
Talk about that last drive going into halftime. You know, the team's down two scores, and, you know, obviously special teams leads to an easy field, and that must have changed the mindset for the team.
It did. You know, when Livis returned that punt, you know, we got excited, and we get us down there in the green zone, and, you know, we run a couple plays and get in the end zone and score right before half. And anytime you can score before, you know, halftime, you go into the locker room feeling good, you got your mind going and the energy's going, and you come back out and try and continue, and that's what we did.
I know Patrick Jackson got hit, but did you give him any pointers afterwards to, you know, throw
on the run the ball? it's a pointer we gave him. I don't know if y'all got to see him land on his shoulder the way he did. It was a nasty fall, but I don't think we'll be doing that one again.
Is that one of the ugly passes you've seen?
No, it wasn't a bad pass. He just covered. If the guy wasn't there, it would have been perfect. But Patrick probably should have ran the ball. But nonetheless, you know, we came out on top, so we can't really take it. Yeah, we can laugh about it now, but we won't be doing that again, I know.
Evidently, he doesn't have cell phones voice.
No, he doesn't. No. He got it in his face this morning, I guess. But he doesn't have it in the back of his head.
Taylor, after having seen the defense and played against them in preseason, to see the effort they gave in the second half, talk about the defensive effort.
Our defense.
Yes, our defense.
You know, those guys came through big for us with the interceptions. You know, I think Bake had 10 tackles or something like that. You know, those guys played hard. And anytime you can have your defense, you know, be wall strong versus an offense, anytime throughout the entire game, I mean, you can rely on them, you know, constantly. So, you know, they stopped them when they needed to be stopped. Even though we had, you know, even that punt, you know, they held them, made a punt, and then we got that, you know, that luck of the draw punt. They hit off, I think it was Housie, hit off Housie or something, and they got the ball back, and they still stood strong. So anytime we have a defense that can do that through the length of a game, you know, we're set.
I know it's Monday, you probably haven't looked too much on Kansas, but what do you see from, you know, the quarterback standpoint with the PJ Moss?
They're very good. I mean, they're ranked for a reason. You know, and they're Orange Bowl champs for a reason last year. So, their linebackers are good. You know, they're a fast flowing team. They got good cover guys. They look pretty well coached. But, you know, we just gotta prepare for them like we prepared for Mississippi State, probably even a little bit more. Keep focused and get healthy. And if we play fundamentally sound, you know, we should be able to be okay.
You know, Coach Dooley touched on the fact after a big win last year, which they didn't win against Live, but everyone was kind of just satisfied. You being a senior leader and, you know, coming from a lot of teams, were you able to tell some of these guys that, hey, it's great, but we got to move forward?
Oh, yeah. You know, we talked about that after the game. You know, when you're talking about the win, you can enjoy it, but swallow it and move on, because we got more good teams to play. We've got a long schedule ahead of us. We have a long way to go before, you know, we want to be where we want to be. And we just got to keep working on the little things. And we can go places with this team. We have a lot of good guys, and we got a good attitude about it.
From a quarterback standpoint, is this week any more different to you facing a guy like Reising rather than run-of-the-mill quarterback at Mississippi State? Do you feel any added pressure or motivation or excitement or anything like that going
yeah.
to this guy like that?
Todd's a really good quarterback. I mean, he's, you know, he came out of the woodworks last year, had a great season last year. He's got something going up there good for him. I'll be honest, I haven't watched a lot of film on him. I maybe caught a couple of their games, maybe that Orange Bowl game a little bit. But I know he's a good quarterback, and I know he's got a good team around him. And anytime you got that, you got to be extra focused and extra prepared going into a game like this.